Anything that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground is command the man chayyad the arayahi. It's considered like it's on the ground itself. So that's Pranya Yehuda Shittim. That if you have this beam that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so the area of now is not on the ground, it's in the air, it has to be a chash of a makam up there, at least dalad by dalad. That's what Rebbe said, that this tree, if the top of the tree, if it's yud tefachim high, and the top of the tree is only gimel by gimel, it's not a reshus hayachid, it's only kosher of the Arab if you have a basket next to it. Because the basket makes it a chosh of a mokim, dalad by dalad, then everything is chal. So at Gemara Lechura, kiman to like Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. Our Gemara now goes, not like Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. Now it's machlekes, on which Gemara before are we asking the question? First let's see, what's the kasha? The Tanya. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you do say good achis. There's no concern for Megdi and Beukenbaum, even though something mechitza hanging in the air, still we can sit as if the mechitza comes down. The Rabbi Yosef, the Tanya, we learn. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weimer, Noyat Korneb Rishus Rabin. Somebody stuck a beam in the Rishus Rabin. The Niach Barosha Traskel. On top of the beam, he put a basket. And the basket is Rochav Dalal by Dalit. So on top of the basket, it is considered a Rishus HaYochid. The Melo, the Zorach, the Nacha Gabbat, if somebody threw something from the Rishus HaRabin on top, it landed on top of this basket, you should know Chayiv, you're Chayiv Midiraisa, because on top of this basket, it is considered Rishus HaYochid. So Chura, what do you see? That Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, good achis, even though the mechitzes are hanging in the air. And underneath these mechitzes, the Gedeim could walk, because the pole holding up the basket is not much a thin pole. It's maybe one tefach by another tefach. But since on top of the pole you have a basket, which is dalad by dalad, we say on top is called Rishus HaYochid, and the mechitzes come down. So you see, it's not certain from Gdi and Boikavah. So for the kashrut, before we said by this kukola, no, we don't say it's called Rishus HaYochid on top. Why? Because since the bottom of the tree is not Rochav Dalad al Dalad, we don't consider the top of the tree with the basket of Rishus HaYochid. This is the steer with Rabbi Yaisi. The Chur Korn to Rabbi Yaisi, we do consider the top of Rishus HaYochid, even though on bottom it's not Rochav Dalad al Dalad. Therefore, it should be a kash on Rebbe. If you're zetting on this tree, the top of the tree itself was only gimel by gimel. Bottom to straight up the tree is only gimel by gimel. Now, on top of the tree, we're putting this basket next to the tree, so it makes the top of the tree Rochav Dalad by Dalad. Still, we're saying on top of the tree is not considered Rishus HaYochid. That's why the Erev is Chal, because you're allowed to take the Erev off the basket and bring it down to the ground. Why? Because the top is not called Rishus HaYochid. Why did we say it's not called Rishus HaYochid? Because since on the bottom the Gedeim could walk through it, you don't say Gudachis. So that's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, well, you do say Gudachis, even though Gedeim could walk underneath it. So Kura'ah Din is not like Rabbi Yossi says. See Rashi? Rashi, come on. Metara Suvina Lielaf Agav the Chayk Mashna Mikra Rechav Dalad. Lo Yev Rishus HaYochid Mishun Dei Mikra Dalad is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because he says Traskel Min Sal Rechav Dalad. You have a basket that's 4x4 Tvachin, and you put the basket on top of this tall beam. The Zorak Rishus HaRabim V'Noch HaGabav. Somebody throws from the Rishus HaRabim and it lands in the basket. You should know Chayiv. It's called an Isidir Raisa. You threw from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Shere Zorak Meshus Rav Meshus Yochid. Alma, we see from Rabbi Yosin, Af Agav De Kona, Ein Rochav Dalad, even though this beam is very thin, it's not Dalad by Dalad, still on top it's heavy Meshus Yochid. Hoyel Vel Yoyna Dalad, since on top it is Gavoya Dalad, Rochav Dalad. The Amrina Gudachis, we do say Gudachis, we do see the Mechitzes coming down to the ground. Vokim Meforz Bazorat, this is what the Gemara in Shabbos says. So you see, Rabbi Yosi does know from the Svarah, Gedi and Boikim Bom. Even though underneath the mechitza on the ground, it's very thin, so the Gedeim could walk on both sides of it. That should stop us from saying Gudachis. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it doesn't stop us. So Chur Rebbe can't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, the Erev should not be Chal. Since the Erev is on top of the tree with the Kukola, so together with Rochav Dalad, on top should be Rishus HaYochid. If it's a Rishus HaYochid on top, it's awesome of the Raisa to take the Erev off it, so the Erev shouldn't be Chal. So Chur Rebbe is saying not like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara, no, maybe it's no stira. So the Gemara, nein, afilu tem Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. But I'll tell you there's a chilik between the two cases. There's a chilik if you have a beam going straight up Rishus HaRabim, and you have a basket on top of the beam. The basket on top of the beam, Rashi learns, goes all around the beam. So the Maisa, when the Mechitza comes down, it's coming down on all four sides of the beam. You have one thin pole going straight up. On top you have a round basket, all around the beam. It's called Hodrin Mechitzas. The Mechitzas come down on all four sides,
that you could say gudachis. That's Rabbi Yossi Svara. Here, by us, we're talking about the tree is a stump. It's three tefachim by three tefachim going straight up. You put the basket on the side of the tree. So now this basket on the side is not surrounding the tree all around. It doesn't go all around the tree. It's only on one side of the tree. Since it's only on one side of the tree, then you don't say gudachis. There's a chiluk if the basket is mamish, surrounding all around the tree, all around the pole. The basket goes all around the pole. Then we say gudachas on all four sides. But in our case, with a tree, and the basket is side by side, so the basket does not go all around the tree. It's only on one side of the tree. Then you do not say gudachas. Look at the Gemara. Afil tam Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Hosam hodrin chitzosa. Thereby the basket on top of the pole. Hodrin means it's going all around the pole. Then we say gudachas. But here the basket is not going around the tree, therefore we do not say gudachis. Let's see Rashi. Joshi Hossam, Hodron Mechitzosam. Two lines before the big line, the bottom big lines. Hossam, Hodron Mechitzos, Hatraskel, Soyveves, Esakona. There the basket goes around this pole. Shere Tocha Ben Siusai. You put the basket, mamish, in the middle of the pole. When we tell us now that the sides of the basket come down, comes down to the ground, comes out the mechitza going all around the basket, the basket's coming all around the pole, and on all four sides we have dalad by dalad. Then you can't say anything, then we do say gudachas. Here the basket is not going around the thickness of the tree. Now if I care, the basket is only on one side of the tree. And even if you would say good achis, still we have to say chukkin as if you want to hollow out the tree or hollow out the basket to make it look like a flat, one flat place. In order to make the top of the tree and the basket look equally, you're going to have to hollow out the tree there. You're going to have to do a chukkin first. That's Rashi's svarim. You don't say two things. We don't say chukkin as if to say the basket is on the side of the tree. So really, maybe the tree is a little bit higher. You want to make the top of the tree flat, you have to first flatten out the tree. So you have to say chukkin. So first to say chukkin, and then to say gudacha, to say two svarim, that you don't say. That's Rashi's svarim. Mitzvah says that Bissel Shver, the other Rishonim, a different Pshatim, but I call upon him as a chilek, between when the Kokola is on top, some learn the other Pshat is the Kokola, Bemison has Mechitzis itself over there. There you have a basket on top of the pole, but the Betraskel itself had Dalad Mechitzis. So those Mechitzis come down. Here you don't have Dalad Mechitzis, here the basket, you just want to come down on one side, it doesn't come down. Alright, Bekitzit is a chilek. That here Rabbi Yosi doesn't say his Alochom from Gudachas. Here the Mechitzis don't come down. So Rashi learns, because here you have to say two dinim. First you have to say chukkim lahashlim, mashma that the basket is not at the same height as the tree. The tree goes higher, and the basket goes on the side of it. So to make it look like a flat plane, first you have to chukkim, you have to hollow out the tree. So to say chukkim, and then to say gudach is two dinim you don't say. That's why our din Rebbe could even go according to Rabbi Yosi. Here we don't see the mechitzah so well, so we don't say gudachas. By the Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says another teretz. Shani kilkola, hoyel v'yochol lintoisa olavi l'toychasora. I tell you, we're talking about taka the basket is on top of the tree, that the tree is rochiv dalad by dalad. The tree taka is the rishus yochin. On top of the tree is the rishus yochin. Nothing to do now. You have to come on to gimel and to be mashlim. No, the tree, just like the reish is talking about, the tree itself on top is rochiv dalad, is the rishus yochin. So the kasha was, since you have the basket on top of this, is a rishus yochid, so it's also the right to take the food out of the basket. So how could Rabbi say the Erev is chal? That was the original kasha. And with Ravina, since it's a basket, you could like lower the basket. Shake, tilt the basket that make the opening of the basket to be lower than Yutvachim. So even though right now it's more than Yutvachim, it's called the rishus yochid, you could lower the basket to make it come less than Yutvachim off the ground. Then there wouldn't be an issue deraisa taking the food out of the basket. Hey, so the yochel and toisa, you could tilt it ulavilo teichasora and bring it lower than 10 tefachim. So Drashi, shani kukola, hayo v'yaruchi, it's very long, yochel and toisa, you could tilt it Don't take it off from hanging off the tree. The Yata Rosha, just tilt the head of it. Echod, Achiyo L'toich Yud, until one end of it comes within Yud Tvochim. V'yitel Eseruvei, now that the area of a Metzias, the bread itself, is not Yud Tvochim off the ground, is not sitting in the Rishos Yochid, you're allowed to take the bread off this, off the basket. And Taisa says here, Pirish, Hoyel V'yochel and Taisai, Pirish Ben Shmuel, the High Amoris Sova Krabon, the Yarmi Bamatsniya, Ogod Kli Shmoy Ogid. V'chivun the Ogod Kli L'malim Miyud, like a monoshock, really the kasher is, you have the basket which is yud tfachim off the ground. We're telling you, tilt the basket down to bring it lower than yud, to bring it within the rishus rabin. So why isn't that an issur d'oraisa? If you're bringing part of the basket from lamalam the yud to bottom of the yud, that should be called, you made it from rishus yachal to rishus rabin. So lowering the basket should be asim d'oraisa. That we say no, agad kli shmei agad. Since at least one part of the kli is still in the rishus yachid, there's no isim d'oraisa. It's no issa bringing the kli a little bit into the rishus rabin. It's only us if you bring the whole kli into the rishus rabin. But kozaman, part of the kli is still in the rishus yachid, there's no issa. So you bring the kli down a little bit, so the bottom part is not in the rishus yachid anymore. Now you're allowed to put your hands in and take it out of there, because it's not in the rishus yachid anymore, so it won't be an issa d'oraisa. It'll be awesome with the rabbanan, but again, ben hashmash is a smuta. The Teretz says, the kukol of the basket, you have a right to tilt the basket and bring it down less than yud, there wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa taking it out of there on Shabbos.
Why should you have to go through the whole halacha for laying down the water? That the only water is mutter.
What do you mean by water?
If you have water covering, if you drop your basket down and you have water covering, higher than three, that's mutter, right?
It's water, well, we don't have water, we have water.
Well.
Well. Oh, that was something else.
Shani Hussam, Yochel Taisla Bil Techa Surya. So more Yosef Rap, we'll soon see more about Esher well here, about the borough, we'll see later. Yosef Rapopel Vukomal Hashmaita. So he said over this halacha. Eisve Rav Bar Shavol Rapopel. So Rav Bar Shavol has to cash to Rapopel. Ketzer is a new halacha by Yomtif. Ketzer Uwaisem. Malicha Barishoin Umachshecholov Vinoitloi Uboloi Visheni Umachshecholov Yoichloi. Here's the case, let's say Shabbos. There's a Yom Tif and then a Shabbos. For Friday is Yom Tif and then Shabbos is Shabbos. And you want to make a Ruvit Chumah for both days. You want to make a Ruvit Chumah for Friday, for Yom Tif, to be able to walk Chutzat Chum. And you want the same Erev to help you again on Shabbos to be able to walk out Chutzat Chum. So the Yetzer is, Mali Chai Berishon. It means Erev Yom Tif on Thursday, you take your Lechem, go outside the city, the Paimama, or Mach Shefolov, wait there outside till it becomes Ben Hashmosh, the first day of Yom Tif, and then the Erev is Chal. V'noitloi, right after the Erev is Chal on the first night of, on Thursday night of Yom Tif, v'noitloi, then take it home with you. Oboloi, since on Yom Tif you're allowed to carry, the answer is take the Erev home with you. So the Erev was Chal. Since Ben Hashmosh, the Erev was out there, right then the Erev was Chal. Once the Erev was Chal, the bread doesn't have to be there the rest of the Shabbos. Even if you take it home, the Erev is still Chal. The Eitzah to take it home is posture that it shouldn't get lost there tomorrow. Somebody shouldn't come and eat it up and you won't have it again for Shabbos. Now, V'sheini, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, which is the first day of Yom Tif again, Mach Shefolov, walk there Friday right before Shabbos to Chutz the Tchum, or by the Tchum, you want to put your Erev, V'oichloi, and eat the Suda there, Uboloi, and then come home. That's what you have to do. Whereas you have to go out there and bring your Chala there, Zai Erev Yom Tif, and Zai Friday, Erev Shabbos, that the lechem has to be outside there in the mokum where you want the Erev to be chal. Is the kasha mai? Why do you have to bring the lechem out there on Friday, which is Yom Tif? Neima, why don't we say, Kivon di boy yam tuye motzi mamti lei? Is afagavs lo yam tuye command yam tuye dummy? Has Kivon di boy mamti? Since if he wanted to, he could have brought his Erev out there. We're talking about now Thursday night. Thursday night, the first day of Yom Tif. Yom Tif, you'll have to carry. So, Ben Hashmoshes of Yom Tif, if you wanted to, even though you didn't put the bread out there, you could, though, take the bread from your house and carry it out there and leave it outside there. So, Kivin, the boy Yom Tif, if you wanted to, you could have carried the Erev outside, is Motzi Mam Tu, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tif, lay El Abzoid, it didn't should be, Afagab Lo Yom Tu Yid. Even though then you did not bring the lechem, the bread out there at the Ben Hashmoshes, the beginning of Yom Tif. Is command them to your dummy. It should be considered as if the bread was there. And just like you're saying by Yosef Svara now, the bread here is in the kukolo. The basket is on top of the tree, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. It's in a different Rishus right now. So right now, the Erev should not be Chal. Why are you saying, Ravina is saying the Erev is Chal? Because since you could tilt the basket downwards and bring the basket into the Makom of a Karmelis, and then you want to take the Lechem out and put it down, even though you don't do that, still you say the Erev is Chal. Because there is a Hechet Timsa how you could take the Erev and put it down there. So, in every yomtiv, when you want to make an error for yomtiv, you should not have to take your lechem there before yomtiv and leave it outside the tchum to be kind of the erev. No, even if the chalim is at your home, it should also be chal. Why? Because if you want to, you're allowed to carry the bread on yomtiv. So, if you wanted to, you could have taken the bread from your house on yomtiv and bring it there. So, since you're allowed to do it, even though you didn't do it, it should be kosher. Just like you're saying here, right now the lechem is in the basket in the Rishus HaYochid. And it's Rochiv Dalad Amis. It's not the Mokim Yashvisa. It's not where your Erev should be Chal. They're telling me a Svara, since you have a Echatimsa, how to bring it to you. So we look as if it's brought to you, as if the Erev is Chal. So Bazoy, on Yomtiv, you should never have to bring the Lechem outside them. Every Yomtiv, it should be Mutter to make a Ruvet Chumim, have the Lechem at home with you. And Stam have Das, that I want to be kind of Shvisa outside under that tree. I know exactly where the tree is. I, where's your bread? A Svara. Since I could get the bread there, let's look if it's as if it's there. Elamai, see, you don't say this svara. So Drashi, Amrav Zeirim. Ho, there's a terrace ready. And the Gemara, Amrav Zeirim, Enechlam, you take it right. Now the reason why Yomtiv, you have to take the bread out there, Teis Gzeirah the Galocha. Gzeirah Mishum Yomtiv Shechal Liyois Acher HaShabbos. I tell you, the reason why they made a Gzeirah on Yomtiv, you have to put the Erev out there before Yomtiv, because what about if Yomtiv comes out on Sunday? Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos. So, Bezoi, when do you have to have the Erev there? Moitzoi Shabbos, which means Ben Hashmoshes of Shabbos. Now, then you're not allowed to, you can't carry Erev outside then. If you want the Erev to be Chal for Sunday, for Yom Tov, you have to put the Erev outside the Tchum, when? On Shabbos, like Ben Hashmoshes of Moitzoi Shabbos. At that time, before Moitzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry then. So, in such a time, when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, then Pshiti, you have to have the Erev there from before Shabbos, and it has to be there for 2 days to be Chal for Sunday. So it's a gzeira that when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, you have to make sure the Chalav is there from before Shabbos, because then you don't have the Svara, you could take it right now and bring it out there. Because right now on Shabbos is also the carry. So it's a gzeira after the Yom Tov after Shabbos, for every Yom Tov the Rabbanu will go to and says, every time you want to make an Rubi Tchum on Yom Tov, the bread, the lechem has to be there before Yom Tov. Without this gzeira, it'd be mutter for Ruvin Tchum to be Chal, even though the bread is at home. Because you have Ruvina Svarim. Since there's a Hecha Timsa, you could get the bread there, it's mutter. So, Drash, Yom Rav Zeira. Ho, the Yatsuchu Rabbonin, Luchol Hamarvin, Lohoylech Eruve Lamokim Shvisosai. What are the Rabbonin saying every Yomtiv? You have to bring the bread outside the Tchum to put it down there. I'll tell you, Soni Gzeira, Mishum Yomtiv Achara Shabbos. Because in a case that Yom Tov is Sunday, so you have to bring the lechem on Shabbos right at the end of Shabbos. At that time, it's still an Issa Shabbos you can't carry. So then you can't carry the bread outside to the Makom Erev. When do you have to bring the lechem outside there? Erev Shabbos. Now, V'yarmut B'yalmo, if you tell me on every regular Yom Tov, Nishavka B'beisa, you're allowed to leave the Erev in your house. Mishum Hoyel, because of a Svara, since you are allowed to carry it out there, it's considered like it's out there. Is Hochinami, people come to make a mistake, people will make a mistake and be saying on the Erev that's in their house, even when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos. And when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, the Moitzoi Shabbos, you don't have this migul. At that time, when it's still Shabbos, Ben HaShemoshos, you're not allowed to carry the lechem out to the fields. So it's exactly the halacha why it doesn't help.
Weiter.
For the Mara Eitz, we have a question you. Niskavin Lishvas Rishus Rabin. Somebody had that, he wanted to be kind of his Shvisa for Rubit Chumim in the Rishus Rabin. The Niach Eruvai, and he put his two lechems, the Kaisel in the wall, Lamat in the wall. The wall was on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. Is Lamatim, yes sir, if the wall is the place, the hole is on the bottom, on the 10 Tfochim, is Alocha, Lamatim, yes sir, Tfochim, Eruva, Yeruv. Then the Erev is Chal. It's still considered like in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is Chal. So Rashi, V'niach Eruva, V'koisel, Samach L'mokim Shvisa, Chutz Liyar Bamis. It was Taka more than 4 Amis away, Komar, Okidakim Nebi'ilon, like we said before, as if it's within a radius of 4 amas where you wanted to stay, as a filum malam yud nami ruvi erev. If it's within Dal Damas from where you want to be Kainu Shvisam, then Midirabonin, all the Dalas Amas around you, blives like Rishusa Yochid, and it goes Adla Shemayim, so any place, no matter how high up, would also be good. So we're talking about now this wall is more than Dal Damas away from the Mokum where you want to be Kainu Shvisam. So we don't see right now as if the bread is at the Mokum where you want to be Kainu Shvisam. So the only reason why the Erev could be Chal is if you're allowed to take the bread and carry it to the Mokum HaShvisam. So Melu, we say, if the wall is Yud Tvachim high, it's a Rishus HaYochid, it's Osir. Ma'ashenken L'matam Yasar Tvachim is, let's say, L'malam Yud Tvachim and Ruvi Erev. Yeah. Ma'ashenken L'matam Yasar Tvachim is Rashi the Ruvi Erev. V'yaf Agav, the Eruv Ha'ichutz L'yar Ba'moiz, even though the Erev is more than Dal Damas away, of a Moti Shokalei, you can carry it. V'yesuye Pokus Pokus Mi'ar Ba'amis. Ah, you have to carry it more than Dal Damas. That's also Midiraisa on Shabbos. The Teretz is, since it's not in Rishus HaYochid right now, you can carry it pokus pokus midal damas, you can carry it. And that's only us in Midirabonin. Trash to be suya pokus pokus mi'abamis. Do afilu b'Shabbos, lo yosve ki hai gav ne'elu mishum shvus to Rabonin. For ocha ben ha-shmoshas hu le'gozer. So if the two breads, Ataka more than 4 amas away where you want to be Kodesh Risham. But if they're only in a Carmelis, they're in this hole that's less than you Yutfachim off the ground, that's only a Carmelis, so you're allowed to pick it up and carry it to the Mokum where you want to be Kodesh Risham. I is more than Dal Damas away, you carry it Pachas Pachas with Dal Damas, which is only Yosim with Rabbonim, and Ben Ashmash with Rabbonim weren't Goyzim. Ma'ashenken Lamala Miyasara, then the din is Eine Ruvay. Why? Binofe Chus the Yarba Moisoid, Koi Bishus Rabim. Le Mosle Mishklem Rishus Yochid. The Hub Rishus Rabim, the Ruvay Rishus Yochid. Because since it's in the Kaiso, which is Yut Tvachim Hai, it's called Rishus Yochid. So you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim. That's also Midiraisa. The Mela, the Arab is not Chal. Yeah. So that's this halacha. Now, what about Niskaven Lishvayt Bereisha Shoivich? You had that to be Kainu Shvisa on top of the wall. Oy Bereisha Migdol, on top of the tower, that's where we wanted to be Kainu Shvisa. As we say, Lamalam Meyutfachim, if it's Lamalam Yutfachim Eruvi Erev, the end of the Erev is Chal. Since you want to be Kainu Shvisa on top, and the Erev is Lamalam Meyut, you're in the same Mokim, then it's good. Jerash Niskaven Lishvayt Shvisa Bereisha Migdol, Behu Gavoya Harbei, the Migdol itself was very high up. And you put the Erev in the Migdol or in the wall. If you put it in the wall more than you Tvachim high, then the Erev is Chal. Even though you're not allowed to pick up the Erev and take it to you, you can't now pick it up. It's in the wall, the Erev. And you're kind of Shvisa all the way on top of the wall. So you're on top of Rishus HaYochid. And the Erev is in the wall on a lower point. So Rashi is saying, even though you're not allowed to take the Erev from the lower point and bring it to the higher point, why? You're carrying it from one Rishus HaYochid in the hole of the wall, and you bring it up now to the top of the wall, which is another Rishus HaYochid. But you're going Derech Avi Rishus HaRabim. You pick it out of the hole, you took it out of the Rishus HaYochid, now when it's over the ear, this is the ear of Rishus HaRabim. So you're going Derech Avi Rishus HaRabim, that's Nisa Moishit. The Kain Malon, the Moishit, the Afilu Lamala Meyud, even if you hold it more than you Tzvachim off the ground, Chayiv. Because that was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they carried from one wagon to another wagon, and they used to carry it over the Rishus HaRabim. Even though the wagons itself were Yud Tzvachim off the ground, that's an Issa Moshit. They can't hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid over the air of Rishus HaRabim. So here, by taking the air out of the bottom hole, which is one Rishus HaYochid, and carrying it out in the Av Rishus HaRabim, and bringing it on top of the wall, that would be Yosim Mediraisa. But still, the air of Ischal, why? Because you could climb down now and eat the Erev where it is. There's even though you want to live on top of the roof, on top of the wall, which is, let's say that's 50 yamas high. But Lamaisa, once you 10 tefachim off the ground, between 10 tefachim, and no matter how high up you go, it's always called one Rishus. There's no chalukya rishus once you 10 tefachim off, no matter how high you are. So since Lamaisa, the Erev is more than you tefachim high. So you being on top of the wall, you could climb down and eat the Erev where it is. So since there's a hechatinta, you could eat the Erev, and it's not called a different rishus, But anything more than Yutfach Amai is called Adarakiyah, is like one Rishus, so with the Erev is Chal. It's as if you can eat the Erev b'makaymai. Where's your makam? Even though your makam was on top of the wall, and there you can't bring the food, but so what? You could come down to the bottom part of the wall, which is also Rishus Yochid, which is a Malam Ayud, and anything more than Yutfach Amai off the ground is a Svar, it's all called one Rishus, Vilchus Erevin. So Melo Yav Hechatim Sar, eat the Erev, the Erev is Chal. Yeah, Eruv Yerev. What about Lamata Meyutfachim? If you have the Erev in the wall, but it's on less than Yutfachim off the ground in the wall, so that's not called Rishus Yochid, it's not called them Kaimai on top, it's called on the bottom, then the locher is Ein Eruv Yerev. Then we say the Erev is not Chal. Why? Because you can't be in the same Rishus. The Erev is Lamala Meyut, Lamata Meyut, and your Lamala Meyut, there are two different Rishusim. Such Rashi, Ein Eruv Yerev, Chiddush Tikkun Rashi here. Ein Eruv Yerev, such Rashi, right next to the Goris Tabachis. Ein Eruv Yerev. To le motzil le mishkul le mihu karmelis. Because he can't carry the bread out of this karmelis. We're saying now it's lamatu miyud, it's not yutzvachim off the ground. So even though it's in the wall, it's maybe rochav dalad by dalad, at most it's a karmelis. So the chura, karmelis, is only yasim with the rabbonin. So why can't you carry this bread from the hole in the wall, that's more than Gimel Tzvachim, but less than Yud Tzvachim, why can't you carry it from there, Lamala, on top to Rishus Yochid? So Rashi still it's awesome. So Lemotz Lemishkalem Yehu Karmelis, V'yesuyi L'Rosh HaMigdol, to carry it from the bottom hole to the top of the Migdol, top of the tower. Sheshayvah Soma, you want to rest. Mishum Avir Rishus Rabin, because you're carrying it through the Avir Rishus Rabin. The Mamtile Derech Avir Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yochid. You're carrying it through the Aver of Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. V'noch, so male, that's also Nisa Moshit. You have a big Kiddush of Rashi, that when you take something out of a Carmelis and carry it through Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid, that would also be a Nisa Diraisa of Moshit. The Chur you learn, a Dafka has to be from Rishus Yochid through Rishus Yochid. A Carmelis, the Chur, is called nothing. Here Rashi's Mashma, no. For the first Akira, even if the Akira was from a Carmelis, but since Lamais is going through Rishus Rabin onto the top of the wall or the top of the Migdal, which is the Rishus Yochid, that's also awesome the Raisa. So maybe there's no Hecha Timsa to get the Lechem from the bottom Karmelis to the top Rishus Yochid. Eyes of Rashi Vinochas Vyochlon, let the person climb down from the top of the roof, the top of the wall, and eat his Erev downstairs on the bottom. He's going out of his Makam Shvisa because he's living on top of Rishus Yochid and he's going down to a Makam Karmelis, the different Rishus. Hilchas Erevin means that Erev Tchumim, that at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, you have to be able to eat the Lechem in the Makam where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So here you want to be kind of Shvisa on top of the roof, on top of the wall, which is Rishus Yochid. Yerev is Lamati in the Karmelis. And you can't eat it. You can't, if you eat it down the Karmelis, that's not called the same Rishus, where you want to be kind of Shvisa. So up there, you can't get the Erev there. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. Here's the Kash again, via Mai. Why is not Chal? Hokinami. Name Ohoyo V'yochel and Taisoi. Olovido Teichasara. We're talking about Toshe. This is a moving a tower that could be movable. It's like a big box by Stoys. That's something, or a chicken coop, they're saying. This Migdol, or the Shoivich. A Shoivich is like a chicken coop, that you could move it. So since you could tilt it down, well, even though now it's Lamala Meyud, why don't we say you could tilt it down to bring it less than Yud? Yochel and Taisla, Vilo Techasara. It should be just like Ravina Terence by Kukola. You could tilt the basket downwards. Here also, tilt the Shrevis downwards. Is Amar Ravina, Pashta Terence's? Amar Rav Yirmiya. Hocha b'migdal misumrastinin. This tower, this the Havmin was a portable one. No, it's misumr, it's knocked down, nailed down. Nailed down into the tree, into the wall, you can't move it. So it's not shaft to tilt it downwards. And v'hocha b'migdol orachas kinaya migdol, it's a very long one. The mamtele purta, if you move it a little bit, also chusle yarbamis. Then the cloud, the bread will go out of the yarbamis, so the cloud it won't be a good erev. His hechi domishrek yumar, idi yikakafto masna, lice to be kafto masna. If he has a string and a window in the migdol, let him tie the string onto the food, and let him hang the string out of the window, and he'll be able to pull the food to him. So since the food is attached to the string, it's like agad, there's no issi deraisa taking it from one rishus to another rishus. It's only yosim midirabonim. But midiraisa, it's not called an akira, since it's attached to the string and the string is in your hand, that we have in the Gemara on Shabbos. If you have food that's attached to the string and you throw the food away, since one side of the string is attached in your hand, there's no issur haitzor. It's still considered attached to your hand. So the kasher is now, if you have this big migdal, wherever you are, you're on top and the erev is on bottom, so what? Take a string and put it through the window and tie it onto the food and it'll be on your hand, Vein Hashemoshes. So about you could pull it to you, let the erev be chal. And the Gemara Nechanami, we're talking about after the Kimta, the less like kafto master. We're talking about such a tower here that the guy doesn't have any string and there's no windows attached. So now the only etzur is mamish to climb down to eat the erev on the bottom. So that's why it's usur. That since to bring it upwards is an issur deraisa, you're carrying from one mishus yachid through mishus rabim to another mishus yachid, it's usur deraisa. I let him climb down and eat the erev there. So he's saying it's called in a different mishus. He's upstairs in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, downstairs is called the Karmelis, therefore the Arab...